Let's pray. Lord Jesus, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. I love that Genesis passage that was read just a moment ago. And if you remember, I preached that same passage about 3-4 months ago. Y'all remember it? I talked about, have you ever been outside on a cold winter night when the sky gets really, really dark, and you look up and you can just see stars all over the sky? Remember that? And I put some images up. Now I'm going to get him to on the slide. Put the first image up for me. Can y'all see? Look at that. Y'all remember that image I put up? That's an image that was found by the Hubble telescope. About 100 years ago was the first time we were able to look through a telescope and see stars beyond what we could see with our eye. And then not too long ago, NASA sent a telescope up into space, and it took months and months and months and months to get there. And once it got there, it started sending images back, and it took months and months and months and months for those images to get back. And once they got back, these are some of the pictures they saw. I think that looks like a star. That one before looks like an angel. Look at it with its wings spread out. It's like the angels of heaven overseeing the universe. Nobody had seen that except God. He created it for his own glory and majesty and thought it was just absolutely beautiful. And then he allowed us to see it through the telescope. Go to the next one. This one they call the rotten egg. You wonder why? Didn't it look like an Easter egg on fire taking off into space? All those are stars. That's millions and millions of stars making that. Isn't that wild? Go to the next one. This next one's called the Milky Way. That's our neighborhood, actually. We're that really bright star. A little bit on the left, way in there. Can you see it? Probably not. That's where we live. And when I look at stuff like that, it doesn't make me feel very big. It actually makes me feel quite small. Because God is the big one. God is the huge one in the heavens. And what makes all those stars so beautiful is in our Genesis passage, you got Abram. Now, last week, Alex preached about Abram. Abram was a man that trusted God, and God said, I want you to take your entire family, I want you to bail on your business, and I want you to move to the land that I'm going to show you. And they traveled a long way, and they finally got there, and he said, all right, begin camp. And for 11 years, he was faithful to start a whole new nation. It was the beginning of the rescue plan. Cousin Adam and Eve royally messed up. And God promised to fulfill the promise of redemption through a rescue plan that Abram got the joy of being a part of. But after 11 years, he started to get frustrated. God, what are you doing? Did I hear you right? Did I misunderstand you? You promised me a whole nation, and there's just a handful of us still. And God loved him so much that he moved close to him. He moved close to Abram, and he said, come outside, boy. And he took him out, and he pointed to the heavens, and he said, you see all those stars in the heaven? Count them. Can you count them? No. He said, I'm going to make a nation. I'm going to give you more children than all the stars in the heavens. Wow, what a promise. Now, if you fast forward to 2020 today, you know what? You are the fulfillment of the promise. The gospel passage that Lisa just read in Matthew is the fulfillment of this. All baptized believers are the stars that are fulfilling the children of Abraham. You are a child of Abraham. And you are promised and you are sealed as Christ's own forever as a baptized believer of the church. Fulfilling the promise that your great, 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 great grandfather, Abraham, was promised. And you're in. And when God looks down at you, he doesn't see something small. He sees something great. He sees his beautiful, beloved creation that he came to create and to redeem. Your heavenly Father looks down at you and he smiles. And he said, that one right there, that's my star. I love that one. Here you go. That's your, you're one of God's stars. All of y'all are, actually. Pass out a couple of stars. And you're some of God's stars. Pass these stars out. Every one of y'all are stars. There you go. Y'all are God's stars. You're a baptized believer and you're in the family of God. Put that star on you, okay? There's some. Grab some stars back there. They're going to be all over. I'm going to have these stars back there. I want everybody to get a star and stick it on their shirt right here, okay? And today, when you feel small, or this week when you feel small, or maybe you're like me and you start to wonder, is God really out there and does he love me? You just look to your little star and remember that you're part of the promise and your Heavenly Father loves you just as you are, not as you should be. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me say a brief prayer. Jesus, thank you for all the stars in this room. Thank you that you love every one of them more than they could ever imagine. And Lord, I pray right now for the mom that's in this room that is just completely stressed out from a crazy week, that you'll give her peace today, knowing that she is one of your stars. Lord, for the dad that's in this room that had an awful week, perhaps he had to let someone go or he was let go himself. Lord, give him peace today, knowing that he is one of your stars and the redemption plan is on the way. Lord, for each one of these little ones in this room, help them know that they're your beloved child. In Jesus' name. Amen.